This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Farmers Business Network recently released a report detailing how El Niño will impact U.S. farmers this year. This growing season, farmers are set to face a unique combination of El Niño in the spring and early summer, and then a transition to La Niña conditions in the late summer and early fall. We will hear more about what Iowa growers can expect from this unique weather situation from Mitch Roth of FBN next.
Every day, you navigate a complex business and changing demands. Stay a step ahead with Experior. The first FDA-approved product of its kind, Experior creates the freedom and flexibility to support environmental stewardship without hindering animal performance measures like average daily gain, feed efficiency, and carcass characteristics. Own your future now. Talk to your Lanco representative or visit experiorbeef.com to learn more.
Mitch Roth is a regional proprietary agronomist with Farmers Business Network, and he says farmers could see a wide range of outcomes this growing season as the El Niño weather pattern transitions to La Niña.
An interesting part about this 2024 growing season is that we're still seeing some lingering effects of El Niño. It's fading as we enter spring, giving us a small normal season in the early part of the summer here, and then we should be transitioning into a La Niña year. So we can have some opposite effects of what the El Niño brought us with some cooler, wetter conditions as opposed to the warm, dry conditions you've been experiencing in Iowa.
By referencing past weather data, Roth says it is possible to project how this year's weather could affect yields.
Thankfully, we have a lot of weather data dating back for quite a few years, and that includes data from El Niño years and La Niña years. And the good news is for corn is that in either of these types of weather patterns, either El Niño or La Niña, there tends to be a slightly higher than average yield, anywhere from, I believe it's like 4 to 6 bushels per acre in either type. And we're experiencing both. So it should be good news for corn this year. Soybeans, there isn't typically a huge impact in La Niña years, which is what we're entering. However, though, the warm, dry conditions might allow you to plant soybeans a little bit earlier in the season. There's lots of data out there showing that, you know, soybeans can do really well if they're planted early and they adapt really well.
This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.